What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Miss September from the Philly Joan Podcast. Make sure you tune in every week to check out me and my DJ Ricochet on all major platforms.
P-H-I-L-A period.
Hello, hello, hello. This is I Am in September.
DJ Ricochet on Technician.
What's up, Rick?
What's poppin'? How you doing?
I'm doing good today. And yourself, today is... what, January 26th?
Yes, today is January 26th.
And we got a couple things to discuss since the last time.
Yep. Before we even get into anything, I put a little, gave the research team a little bit of money to find out some information for me. And it turns out that the Philly Drone Podcast has hit a year already. It was this past Saturday. It was a year.
Yes.
So I want to say... you know, even though I'm new to this side, I want to say congratulations on hitting your 1 year.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you for coming on board and making this such a smooth process.
Hey, yeah, no problem. Anytime.
Appreciate the love from everybody, all the listeners, all the feedback, all the DMs.
Hey.
You guys keep us going.
That's right. So on to... once we hit 1 year, next is 5, then 10, then 20, then 25, then...
and then we in a big league.
That's right.
And yeah, I still got merchandise and everything to give away. I'm still going to hold a contest. It was just so much going on this weekend. It was really, really busy.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted to do something, but it was so much going on. But I do have these giveaways. So throughout the week, I'll probably start posting some questions and... stuff for people to answer pertaining to the show.
Right.
And I'll start giving away the stuff we got. We got some good prizes to give away.
Dope. So, yeah, if you guys aren't following the page, make sure you follow the Philly Drone Podcast. Make sure you follow the page. Also, make sure you follow Miss September as well as myself. And
period.
Yeah. I wasn't going to say that because I was trying to cut you to the punch, but I'm not saying that.
What?
I'm not saying what you say. I'm not. You almost got me too.
So we gonna start off with a little Philly news, like we always try.
Right.
So what's going on with your boy Meek? It looked like he did. He deactivated his social media.
I have no idea what's going on. I noticed that it was people were talking about it, and I don't know why. You know, sometimes as a celebrity, people just don't get that. You just need a break. Sometimes you want to disconnect. It don't be nothing wrong. You just want to, maybe he's locked in because he's about to release some music. It's been 2 years, almost 3 years.
Well, he did do the quarantine.
That don't count. You know, Philly want a project. Yeah. Philly don't want no quarantine pack.
Yeah. So maybe he has to get in his bag and you know, he needs to, I mean, but what people don't understand is everybody takes their breaks and does their things on their own. Me personally, I just log out of the app and just don't log back on.
Right.
I don't feel a need to have to disable it. I think that's part of like the attention, and or it's like maybe people do it because they're just not strong enough to just log off and not entertain.
Mm-hmm.
So again, it's easy for me to just log off the app. Like when I need a mental break and I'm like over it, I just log off. You know, so, I mean, we hope that that means that some good things are coming.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah.
He does tend to get into a lot of shit when it comes to social media. So maybe he needs a break. And we discussed this several times in the show about how he needs to fall back when it comes to social media. So I'm glad he was able to take heed. This is probably the second or third time in the past year that he's deactivated. But
he's still going to be on Clubhouse. We'll see.
Yeah, we just hope that everything's good with you. And hopefully that means that you got some good shit going on.
That's a fact.
And then today. Today is a very special day.
Yes.
And a sad day. It's the 1 year anniversary of
Kobe Bryant's passing.
Should I say Philly or should I say Upper Marion?
Well, I mean the white people claim him, so.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, rest in peace, Kobe and Gigi. Today is their 1 year death anniversary.
Correct.
a year ago, him and his daughter and seven other people died in a helicopter crash. It was a really sad day for...
Where were you at when you found out?
I was home.
Okay.
I was home. I was actually, was I at work? I can't remember if I was, it was a Monday, I believe. I'm not
Sunday.
Sure. But
it was a Sunday. I was at Sunday. I was at brunch. Okay. I was at brunch when I found out.
Okay. I can't remember. I think I was working. I think it was my Sunday to work last year. So anyway, yeah. I just remember it being a really sad day. And, you know, my heart goes out to all of those involved in the crash, all of their families, their loved ones. Yeah, it's, you just see Kobe and Gigi everywhere. All, you know, everybody is just, you know, paying them, showing them much love and remembering them on this sad day.
Right.
So, yeah, shout out to Vanessa and the rest of their family and everybody. Like I said, everyone else. And rest in peace to the legend, Kobe Bryant.
Yes, sir.
I still can't believe he's gone. Like, it's so hard to like, I don't even like discussing it. I didn't even like talking about it last, you know, when it happened. Mm-hmm. I reported it on the show, but it was like real quick because I don't like discussing death. But I mean, how could you not pay your respects to the late great?
Right.
And then... since we're on sports in Philly, what's going on with the Eagles?
All right, so the Philadelphia Eagles have recently, last Sunday, they announced their new head coach. His name is Nick Sirianni. He was named the 21st full-time head coach of Philadelphia Eagles. He is the fifth head coach hired by Jeffrey Lurie, who's the owner of the Philadelphia Eagles. He played a major role in putting the Colts game plan together. And, you know, he joins the Eagles previously working with the guy from San Diego. Mm-hmm. And right now they are retaining Jeff Stoutland as the Eagles offensive line coach. They hire an assistant coach, Kevin Putileo, from to the position of passing game coordinator. He's from the Colts. Offensive coordinator Shane Stichen. They're interviewing him from the Chargers for the offensive coordinator job. So the Eagles are definitely moving around some major coaching pieces.
Yeah, okay.
And it seems like they're going to put Carson Wentz back at the starter position to see if, you know, they can get their money's worth. So it looks like Jalen Hurts is going to be the backup again.
Okay. So it looks like we got some good things for the Eagles.
Yeah.
Coming. Good, good, good. And what's going on with Deuce Staley? Did he leave?
I have no word on Deuce Staley right now. I'll show that. I'll send that to the research team, and we'll see. Yeah, we'll see what they give us for next week.
So, really quickly, how do you feel about the Deuce Staley situation? Do you feel that he should have gotten a position, or do you think that?
I feel like he's good in the position that he's in. Okay. I don't necessarily. I don't
know about head coach.
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
I mean, he played for the Eagles, but I mean, as far as loyalty, I mean, it's not like Jeffrey Lurie, the owner, dismantled the whole entire coaching roster. Mm-hmm. So I think the fact that he still has a job and he's still running back coach, I think that's, you know, that's cool. I just don't know what his position for 2021 season is going to be yet.
Okay. Well, I mean, Deuce, you know, we wish you luck, whether you decide to stay, go, whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, you know, at the end of the day, it's a business, and we just want to put ourselves in position to win the most.
Yep.
And, you know, everybody right now is pretty much rebuilding or building their roster to beat the Chiefs, because Andy Reid is just, like, at the top of his game right now.
Do you think they regret letting him go?
That's a great question. At the time, I don't necessarily think so.
Right.
But, you know, he didn't have the pieces he has in Kansas City. So he didn't have a Patrick Mahomes and stuff like that. So that's kind of.
That's the way to say eat your fucking heart out, right?
Right. Right. Just leave with a smile, and then everybody gets to see you triumph on the other side.
Yeah. Right.
And Philly loves him. Philly always wants him to win the ring. So.
Right. I will say that.
He's not going to win one on Super Bowl Sunday against Tom Brady, though, because my Bucks are playing, so he's not going to win that. But, you know.
So what's going on with Super Bowl? Give us an update.
Yeah, so the Super Bowl is February 7th. They are doing 15,000, around 15,000, 17,000 fans. They have 5,000 essential workers from healthcare coming to the game for free, as you know, as a tribute to people who've been putting on since COVID started in March of last year. Tickets are high as hell because my because my team, you know, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, it's they're the first team in NFL history to host a home game Super Bowl.
Okay.
So they're in the Super Bowl. Tickets are high as hell. The nosebleeds, which is the 300 seats, which is hot. They're starting at $9,000. So
wow.
Yeah, they start at $9,000. The ones middle of the field, you're getting into the upper 100,000 tickets, and because they can't fill the whole stadium. So it was like, listen, we're going to find out. Super Bowl is going to be for the rich this year.
Wait a minute. Really quickly, since we're on the Kansas City Chiefs, didn't Trey Songz just get arrested at a game?
Yep. Trey Songz. So I did a little research on that. Trey Songz got arrested at a game because allegedly he refused to wear a mask at the Kansas City Stadium, which is implemented as a requirement to sit in the stands. I don't know why he decided not to do it, but people that were around him were complaining that he wasn't doing it.
So they
called local officials. The official came. He asked them to put his mask on. Some words were exchanged, and next thing I know, I see a video with Trey Songz having a police officer in a headlock.
Allegedly,
right?
Allegedly.
Well, the video's clear as day.
Allegedly.
Right? All right. Allegedly. All right. Allegedly. So, yeah, you know, he got locked up. He got held on a overnight situation. He got back on his plane and he went back to wherever he went back to. But
yeah,
you know, that's a he'll have a case in a couple of months. He'll probably have to plead guilty too, because assault on an officer ain't nothing to play with.
Yeah, yeah. That's the only thing. Like, so Trey, hopefully everything works out with that. You know, you really can't do no wrong in my eyes, but I just hope
everything works out. Oh my God.
Moving right along.
Oh Lord.
We're gonna go.
You mean to tell me you don't like Tyrese, but you love Trey Songz?
I just said he can't do no wrong in my eyes, and I said I can't stand Tyrese.
But without Tyrese, there would be no Trey Songz.
Absolutely not.
Wow.
What makes you, how do you feel? How do you feel so?
Tyrese is one of the stepping stones that was right before that era, meaning Chris Brown, Trey Songz, and all them other niggas that does R&B.
I mean, if you say so, I don't put him in that category.
Wow. Man. You wouldn't call Tyrese a forefather?
No.
Whoa.
I call him a distant cousin.
Oh.
Anyway, we going to move it right along here. We got a couple things we need to get into, and Tyrese is definitely not.
Oh.
He gets no airplay on the show. So, let me stop, because people going to think I had a fling with that man or something. Like, he did something wrong to me. Let me stop, because I've already been so many people, you really like Tyrese?
Right.
Like, no, I really don't care for him. I just enjoy talking shit about him because people hate that I hate him. So.
Yeah, he just recently got his car stolen because he left his keys in the car.
Who? That was Ludacris.
No,
by the way.
No, Tyrese had it done first. Ludacris just got it done.
Oh, I didn't know that they stole his car. I thought they broke into his car.
No, they stole it, and then he put out a post trying to find it, and then I think they returned, or his wife got it back or something like that. But then they ended up getting a divorce.
Okay.
It's very messy.
I see he posted on who just had an anniversary? Kirk Franklin and his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And he posted on there, these are our goals,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to get her back.
As all niggas do. You know he did something wrong.
Yeah, and he probably did a lot of things wrong, and now she at her breaking point, and now he won her back. But I mean, you know, I'm all for, she not black, is she? Because I was going to say black love. You know what? Anyway, like I said.
I think she is black. She might be part. Let's give her 14%.
Okay, so let's do a little recap of the inauguration. The last time we talked, it was the day before,
okay,
actually. So we really didn't get a chance. No, the day, I think we reported on the day of the inauguration, but we really didn't get a chance to. Oh, anyway, so what did you think about the inauguration? Did you get a chance to watch it?
So there were a couple of things that I really enjoyed as far as just being a man of color.
Okay.
So what I really enjoyed was the I enjoyed the Michelle and Barack. Michelle was looking,
as always, they stole the show. I stood up and clapped.
Michelle was looking amazing.
Her fashion, she looked she's always so graceful.
Amazing. And the guard who
Eugene.
Yep. What's his name? Eugene Goodman.
I
want to say his last name is Goodman.
Okay, but what I will say is,
well, he got promoted. He got promoted.
He got promoted, and he was able to shine by.
Yep, he escorted Kamala Harris.
Kamala. Mm-hmm.
And lastly, what I really enjoyed was Amanda Gorman. She performed a powerful poem at the inauguration.
Yes, she did. She did. Yes, she did.
Yep.
Go ahead, Black Queen. I was clapping for her too.
She was the first National Youth Poet Laureate, making history. Mm-hmm. So, you know, she's 22 years old. She performed a poem called The Hill We Climb. So it was super dope.
Black girl magic. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, I was happy for her. It was a couple others I enjoyed. See, I didn't know how it was going to pan out because of the ball getting canceled. And, you know, with everything that just happened in the Capitol, and it was almost like, the week prior, it was like, oh my God, they, you know, but then I think that was a breath of fresh air to see how everything came together. It was no bullshit, it just was nice. I loved how everything flowed. They had the different things on TV that you could watch. The performances, J-Lo, she looked amazing. She showed up in all her Chanel, her all white, looking very angelic.
Mm-hmm.
She performed Lady Gaga.
Mm-hmm.
Garth Brooks. Demi Lovato.
Demi Lovato, yep.
She performed from Rehab. And she performed in a lunchroom on a green screen.
Jesus Christ.
She performed Lovely Day.
Is that true?
That's what I had heard. I don't know how true it is. You know, everything, let me disclaimer, everything we discuss here is alleged. I don't know.
Yeah, so, we don't want none of them lawyers coming for us, please.
We don't want nobody coming suing me. So everything is alleged. I just want to make that known.
Oh, man, I forgot about another thing I really enjoyed was Bernie Sanders and his pose.
Bernie Sanders memes. Like, they were, like, that's probably top five.
Yeah.
He definitely showed up and looked like it was one of those things where he showed up and was like, all right, I'm going to stop by this little. I seen them like a meme that was like, Bernie definitely looked like he just showed up to stop by real quick. Like, I'm going to stop by Jim thing real quick. And then, Joe thing, I'm going to stop by Joe thing real quick for a minute. And then I'm going to head on out. Like, he definitely was not for the shits. Like, and it kind of it's. You know, it's like, damn, Bernie, you kind of deserve that position. You know, it was kind of sad to see. Like,
I mean, I feel like during his run as president, Joe will probably give him an advisory role within his cabinet.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he will. So, I mean, you know, everything ain't for everybody, but the memes was definitely like hilarious.
Facts.
And to end the night, Katy Perry ended it with Firework. And I think that was one of probably, I'm not going to say the best performances. I've heard people say that. And I think that's a reach because we're not going to act like Barack ain't have Beyonce.
All right. Yeah.
And
all
that
right.
They didn't have right. Usher. You know, so we're not, come on. Like, it just don't get no better.
You know.
But Katy Perry was amazing. Watching the fireworks, I felt like I was there, or like a kid at Disney World. Like, I felt like a kid at Disney World. Like, watching the fireworks, it just, it sent something through me. I was so happy watching it. So they ended it on a good note.
Mm-hmm.
And Joe, give me my money. I would like my stimulus and large bills ASAP.
Yeah, I think PUA just kicked on this week too. So, you know,
unemployment, all that stuff's been jacked up.
Philly is about to go bananas. Philly about to go bananas. I'm telling you, watch. Yeah. The mall is about to get, and it's about to be tax time.
The line's about to be down and through in Gucci.
Here
and,
we go again. Yeah, more trips to ATL, you know, and Houston. And,
yeah.
Like, oh, man.
Speaking of Beyonce, I mean, she's coming out with Icy Park, and I still haven't got my Ivy Park. Did you see the Icy Park?
What is that? What is that, like a winter line?
She's coming out with the winter line. It looks like snow gear and stuff. Like, yeah, and she has Gucci Mane was actually like in a on a promotion.
Oh wow, that's dope.
Yeah, and I really didn't see too many of the pieces because. I'm still looking for my Ivy Park, but well, you know,
the mail been messed up, so I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I know. I've been asking my mailman, and I even gave my mailman a Meek. You know, I gave him a Meek Mill for Christmas in a card, thanking him. You know,
nice.
For those of y'all don't know what a Meek Mill is, it's a $20 bill.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yes, because you know he gave the kids a $20 bill, so that's yeah. Look, can I get the little drum roll? Boom, boom, boom.
Yo. Yo, that's crazy. So a Meek is $20 and then a Virgil is $50.
Right.
Wow. Wow.
Right. So I gave him a little Meek and I'm like, what's up with my packages? So I ain't seen my normal mailman in a couple of days. So he might have took his time off or something. I mean, he may have couldn't wait till he got his year. You know how January roll in and you get your time off.
Yeah.
ETL, so he might have took his
time. It's getting cold. He probably didn't want to run them routes. It's cold.
Yeah. He's a Caucasian, so I don't think he gets cold.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So
you got white mailmen, okay. Get money.
Yeah. Cut it out. You know they gotta put their own in their own. You know who I live near, so
that's right. That's right. So next thing I think we should talk about is since we were talking about the inauguration, I think that we should just talk about Trump bitch ass
and his pardons.
Correct. And his pardons. The only two people that I recognize on the 173 people that he pardoned was Lil Wayne and Kodak Black.
So okay, what about the guy from Death Row?
Who?
He was, I guess he was like, was he considered as
Suge Knight's homeboy?
Yeah, he was, oh my God, this was from last week. What was his name? Yeah, the guy from Death Row. And then one of the mayor, like a Detroit mayor or somebody.
So just like I have a whole list here and it's going to take forever just to go over all the names.
I'll go over. Mm-hmm.
Right. But I see a lot of people who drug charges, financial fraud, wire fraud, like people who are just supposed to serve like 20 years and stuff like that because they like bamboozled the government and like a lot of white people. And he just got them all off.
Yeah, of course he going to take care of his own. His own kind.
I mean, yeah, maybe that'll benefit him in the end, but I don't know. He's still going to jail.
He's definitely going to jail. And they were saying that he couldn't pardon himself or anybody who hadn't actually been charged or convicted.
Mm-hmm. That's why Lil Wayne took that plea quick.
Oh, yeah. And everybody was sitting there wondering, like, oh, why he endorsing Trump? Then he's smarter than we think he is, you know, because we were all looking like what the fuck is he endorsing Trump for? He was being strategic. I mean, I ain't going to say I agree with it, but whatever it
is. We still don't know why Kanye was doing the shit.
Kanye just was, man, listen, even Kim ain't got time for Kanye shit, okay? Kim, she don't even got time for
shit. Kim was banging with Trump just to get people out, but I don't know why Kanye was doing it.
Exactly. Right.
So I don't know what was going on with that. What else you got?
Yeah, that's it. We're not going to really go back and forth with Trump and all his old bullshit. Oh, Joe Exotic. I thought he was
the Tiger King.
Joe Exotic. Yeah, he had the Tiger King was out there, had his limo waiting, his legal team. They had signs and posters, and they was ready to break him out of there.
For
okay?
nothing.
Yeah, that was fucked up. I really thought he was going to pardon him.
He's trying to get one now from Biden. I don't think that's going to work. Biden got too much stuff to do. He already like 40, 50 bills in. He done stopped the wall. He done reverse transgender in the military.
Yeah. He done.
Biden is getting busy.
He did the shit with the ice and the, you know.
Oh yeah, global warming. Yep.
Yeah.
Climate change.
And he's also trying to push this Harriet Tubman on a $20 bill.
Mm-hmm.
So go ahead, throw my sis on there
and
send me my trust.
Yeah.
As soon as you print them, you could just send me mine. You could send me mine. That's it.
Yeah, I want to make a quick announcement for anybody that's anticipating this $2,000, right? So in case you don't realize or you just really think that the government is going to send you a $2,000 check, it's not going to happen.
It's going to be $14.
They're going to send you $1,400. They sent you $600. If you did not get that $600, you have to apply that on your taxes on your rebate, and then you'll get that money on the back end. But that check that you think is going to be $2,000 is only going to be $1,400. So don't be having a $2,000 lifestyle or playing with a $1,400 budget, because it's not going to work.
Right. So a lot of people misunderstood when it came to that. It's going to be $2,000 for me though, because I ain't get my six.
All right, but they're not going to give you $2,000. They're going to give you $14.
I'm a file the other six on my taxes.
Yep.
Because
I don't want
February 12th to do that. But you know.
Right, yeah, they pushed that date back, so everybody's Valentine's Day is going to be a little shaky. I don't know what's going on, because.
Well, you better put some of that PUA up. Wait a minute. We call it PUA, right? But
right.
I seen a live on Facebook today,
mm-hmm.
and they were calling it PUA.
Okay, so it's not PUA. It stands for Pennsylvania.
I know what it stands for, yeah. But that's what I'm telling you, that's what they were calling it on the live. So they make it. So if that's what they call it, that's what I'm going to call it.
You going to call
it? Mama named it Cassius Clay. I'm going to call it Cassius Clay. I'm going to still call it PUA, but it's just funny how they kept saying PUA, and I'm like, PUA? I'm like, it's fucking PUA, but I mean, they kept saying PUA.
Right.
You know, the PUA, you know.
I want to put everybody on some game real quick. So there's a brand new casino that's going to open up February 11th. It's called Xfinity Live. It's located on Packer Avenue.
It's not called Xfinity Live. It's called Live.
Okay. Boom. It's called Live. It's located on Packer Avenue. February 11th is when it officially opens. Hotel's dope. And I think it's like 170 rooms or something like that. And
You know what? I'm a member. And you know, you can go now if you're a member. Because I have a card from Maryland. Because when I lived in Maryland.
What?
It's a Maryland Live. Yeah, because it's like a chain of, they have a Maryland Live. So I don't know if this is just called Live or Philadelphia Live, but I'm not sure what this one is. I know it's called Live, but there is a casino in Maryland called Maryland Live. It's the same exact pretty much casino. Huh. And if you already a card member, you can go now. And you can go now as like, you know, for it's only members only now, but it opens to the general public. And yeah.
You know what? I should have known you had that access. I should have known.
Listen, you want to go down there, you could just come down there with me and I'll be like, oh, listen, he lost his car. And then they'll print you a car right then and there. And then we just go down there and check it out.
I ain't even trying to be all up in there. I already priced the hotel and that joint like $400. I said,
the hotel. Well, I mean, come on, Rick. I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about just go down there, just put some pennies in the slot.
I don't even play slots. I don't care about that.
I got a roll of nickels I can spare. What you play, Rick?
I play blackjack and roulette.
Okay, I love roulette. I used to play blackjack. I'm not that good at it as I used to be.
Mm-hmm.
That's my old bad habit. I don't really gamble like that no more. Mm-hmm. I did go to the casino this weekend. I won a few dollars.
Okay, cha-ching.
But, I mean, not this one. I went to the one in Atlantic City, but
right.
Yeah.
Did anybody hit that Powerball yet?
I don't think nobody hit it. I had one number, which was the Powerball number, which was 22. I think I won like $4 for that. And okay. Then I don't think nobody, I'm not sure if somebody won the Mega Millions. Is it?
I think that's going to like at $1 billion. Already.
Yeah, I don't know, but I've been playing them both. So,
all right. So you win the Powerball. What's the first three things you're going to do? So you just won. You found out you just won. You got the check. You're anonymous. Obviously, mm-hmm. You're going to take the full payout. What's the first three things you're going to do?
Come home, grab my passport.
And you out?
Grab my kids, and I'm out.
You just gone?
Yeah, I'm going to go. I'm wiring my mom. And
no more.
Grandma some money.
No more. Oh, yeah. Somebody hit it. Somebody hit that. Yeah, it's really? Not.
Where was it?
I don't know.
What city was it?
I don't know. But it's somebody.
Yeah, they anonymous. They definitely anonymous.
Yeah, Powerball, totaling. Hold on. Did they hit it or not? I thought somebody
I'm
hit
not,
it.
Yeah, I see them saying nobody hit it, so I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah, we'll give it to the research team. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, you're going
to
let them figure that out. So what about this versus that we waited?
Jesus Christ, I don't even want to talk about that trash.
Keisha Cole and Ashanti. Yeah,
that shit was garbage. Oh, man.
Like the anticipation, I was over it by the time they, you know, and then they were an hour and some change. Like, oh, it was just ridiculous. Ashanti came out, was trying to hold the fort down.
45 minutes late.
She was 45 minutes late. Then Keisha Cole
was about like an
hour and 18 minutes late.
Mm-hmm. And the DJ was fucking terrible.
The DJ was horrible.
Terrible.
Then Keisha showed up with a whole ass attitude.
Mm-hmm. Because she was mad that the screen was blurry. And she was on something. Either she was drunk or high. She was something.
Yeah, they said she was on powder.
Oh. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Jesus.
Allegedly. Yeah, I don't know. I did think it was cute that OT the Genesis came out. Considering everything they was going back and forth because he remixed her song and then they were, they were just going back. I'm not a big fan of OT the Genesis, but I felt like, I think she felt like she had to do something to redeem herself.
Yo, I thought personally, if she lined her records up right, she would kill, but she was terrible.
Terrible. Yeah, and I mean, and that's the crazy thing. I think the mood and everything just wasn't right. I think she wanted to stand up. It would have to them. I think she wanted to be in the same room because she actually wanted to perform, because she really couldn't perform because the camera was so close to, the mic and she couldn't really, it was a lot going on. Mm-hmm. I was always team Ashanti. Honestly, I love them both, but I'm a big Ashanti fan. I got a lot of DMs of people like, oh my God, you and Ashanti look so much alike. I didn't realize y'all look so much alike until this verses. And I'm like, okay, I've been hearing that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I've heard that plenty.
So I'm doing podcasts with Ashanti. Okay.
No, you're not doing podcasts. You're doing podcasts with Tiffany, Miss September, okay?
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, I mean, but again, I was over it. I didn't even, after they did their, and once they did their intermission, I was done. I turned my phone off.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't even take it no more.
Yeah, I heard about an intermission. Who does that?
After you were out when something late, they said Keisha had to take a powder break, allegedly. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if she was powder on her nose. I don't know.
And she kept getting up, and it was sponsored by... I said, when they start bringing in food?
Yeah, well, listen, Doritos, they had to jump on board. And then, did you see the shade when they were like...
Ciroc.
She was like, mm-hmm. Ciroc ain't cut me no check. And Ashanti was like, they did, they.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Get your business right. Get your business right.
Yo, take that up with your manager, sis. Or maybe they sent the check to Frankie.
That shit was bad. Oh, man. Don't talk about the mom.
Yeah, no. I mean, I'm not talking about it. I just say maybe they sent it to her. That's all.
Oh, man.
Speaking of verses, who do you think? Who do you want to see next as far as verses?
I think they need to really like redeem themselves and have like a heavy hitter. So it has to be. I would love to see somebody made a. I would love to see Chris Brown and Usher because they're friends, but Chris is never gonna do it. So I would also still like to see. I would like to see Justin and Usher because Justin Timberlake, he can hold his own with Usher. Justin got some It's only 20 records.
You might be right. He actually might, but I don't know if I want to see Justin and Usher. This is for the culture. Justin ain't really the culture.
What? Cause he white?
I mean, he is, but he ain't. I don't want to see Justin. I'm gonna tell you who I do want to see. I would love to see Escape and SWV.
I don't.
Why not? Because I'm talking about
20 records.
Well, Escape has 20 records. SWV does. I can't say that their hits are number ones, but if you're a fan, then yeah, they can go 20 records.
I guess.
I mean, the reason why I say that is because I just seen them covering each other's music.
That's a great segue.
Coco was covering, she was singing, I think, Who Can I Run To? Mm-hmm. And then the chunky one from Escape, I think it's Latasha, mm-hmm. was singing, or Latoya, I forget which her name is, was singing Weak.
Who's the greatest R&B group of all time?
Destiny Child.
You think Destiny Child beat Salt and Pepper?
Would Salt and Pepper be considered as R&B? Would they be considered as like hip hop?
That's a great question.
I would think that they would be hip hop, not R&B.
That's great. That's fair. That's a fair assessment.
But I mean, if I had to, I really couldn't choose because I have two, three that I love, and that would be Escape, SWV, and Destiny Child. So for me, it's kind of like they're all. But because, you know, I'm Beyonce fan, I'm always going to say Destiny's Child. But again, you know.
Yeah, Destiny's Child is like kind of a cheat code.
Yeah, and then when we since you brought up Salt and Pepper, did you catch the Salt and Pepper movie this weekend?
I did not, but I caught you know, me being a DJ, I caught Spinderella being pissed that she wasn't in it.
Yeah.
And then Salt talking about it's a lie and all this. I'm just like, man, like.
Well, you know what? Okay, for one, really quickly, I'm gonna just say, the movie because again, like I said, I was at the casino, I wasn't really stable at the time, so I really didn't get a chance to watch it all at the, you know, in one setting. Mm-hmm. So I watched a little bit of it, then I watched some of it later, but then the next day I end up cutting it on and watching it, and it was like, okay, I think my expectations, I'm not going to say, weren't that high because it's a Lifetime movie, and I feel like Lifetime just can't get it right. But I feel like I think BET probably should have did it. I think if BET would have did it, it probably would have been a lot better because they did an amazing job with the New Edition story.
Oh man.
They did an amazing job with the New Edition story. And I felt like to me it was like my cousin, shout out to my cousin Danny, she called it the Salt and Salt story because the other girl didn't look like Peppa at all. And they just put the brown wig on her and called her. I think the casting was kind of bad. They probably could have got better actresses to play them. Mm-hmm. It was some dope. It was good to actually see the story and see what they went through because, again, you know, we don't see that side of them.
I love those stories, like documentaries and biopics.
Yeah, because it's like, okay, wow, damn, I didn't know she went through that. I didn't know she this. I didn't know she did. Wow, damn. You know, so you get to see all of that. And then there was some things in there that I knew that they knew couldn't play, but I didn't know that they all worked together. So Salt and Peppa, they went to community college together. Okay. Then Salt got Peppa a job at Sears where she was a customer service agent. And mm-hmm. Kit and Play and Martin Lawrence all worked there, plus Herbie, which was Salt's first boyfriend. I don't think they were married. And their manager for many years. So all of this talent worked at Sears.
Can you imagine how funny?
Yeah, could you? Yes, I could. They were in there beatboxing, and Martin was throwing his jokes and his. And it's funny; it kind of brought me back to where, when I went to community college with Kevin Hart, how we would all sit at like Chuck Ellis, like we would all just like sit around at the table and laugh and joke and. you know, and Kev would throw his jokes out there, and that's it. And it kind of really reminded me of that. And it's like, wow, I was kind of nostalgic. Like, damn, that's really how it be. Like, and then when people grow up to become, you know, become famous, and it's just like, damn, I remember back when, you know. So it was like, that was good to see that. And it's like, but the movie itself, I'm not gonna say it was bad, but it just wasn't that good.
Oh, okay, well, if it's not that good, I don't even want to see it.
I mean, I think you should see it just to get the idea of exactly. I mean, if you're not doing nothing, I think it was like 3 hours. It was a long movie.
Oh no! I'm not watching the Titanic.
It was a long movie. Yeah, it was. So yeah. What else we got going on with these? What's up with all these? You know what? Hold on, really quickly. I wanted to bring up, a tweet that I seen, right?
All right.
And it was so accurate about 2021. A girl posted and she said, 2021 is some pressure. You're expected to be a TikTok star, a Clubhouse influencer, an Instagram content creator, full-time entrepreneur, trade stocks, start a business with a $600 STEMI, date the right person, be couple goals, be a civil rights activist, and collect art.
Yeah,
shout out to Elena Nicole who posted that. Elena says that she tweeted that, and this is definitely how 2021 is.
Pretty much.
I'm tired of the challenges. I'm tired.
Bro. I'm tired. Ever since the pandemic hit, I've found myself being more versatile. So, you know, I'm on the podcast now. I do stuff with Clubhouse. Mm-hmm. I do Instagram Live. I'm a landscaper. Blah, 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 blah. I'm learning about stocks, Bitcoin. Yeah, like, I mean.
Right, you just all over the place. Yeah, like, get in where you fit in.
Yeah, you can never stop learning. So, you know, it's all about, you know, wanting to evolve and be the best person you could be. But a lot of, every single thing on there is just more so about looking the part for social media. Because it's just like the people that follow you, the reason why they follow you is because they see something in themselves that they see in you, but you're on a more prolific level and you seem like you know what you're doing. So they follow you to see if they can get gems. That's why everybody's always in those rooms on Clubhouse. And Clubhouse got evaluated at $1 billion now.
Yes. Bananas. I've seen it.
That's bananas.
And it's still in a beta.
Still in a beta phase. Yep.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Damn, that's the good thing about it being a pandemic and everyone quarantined, and it's like either you're going to sink or swim. Mm-hmm. So many businesses are sinking, and then you have the power to be the total opposite by creating something and making it your own and making that shit pop. That's extremely important. And that's really what it's about out here, about, you know?
That's a fact. I see a lot of people getting into the vending machine business.
I saw
the government is giving out government contracts for COVID testing vending machines. So I know that's going to be a lot of damn money.
That's going to be a lot of damn money. Yep. There you go. So before we go ahead and wrap this baby up, I got a letter.
Oh, we got a letter. All right. Yeah, I'm going to get the the Blues Clues drop next week. I'm gonna get that when we get a letter.
I don't like that.
Yeah,
you gotta find something else. I don't like that one.
Oh, you don't like that one?
I don't like that one.
No,
that is cute though. But yeah, all right. So here we go. Hey, Miss September, I work at Chick-fil-A on beep 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 beep.
I'm not
putting that out there. One of the managers quit and I was next in line for the position. One night after closing, me and my boss got it popping in the back office when no one was there.
Fam.
A couple weeks went by and we never spoke about it. I also found out that one of the other cashiers slept with him also.
Oh, shit.
I get to work one day and some bitch named Beep Beep, I'm not going to say her name,
Jesus,
was there and they gave the manager position too. What the fuck? Should I quit blast his ass, or both?
That she just give me an ultimatum. Just because if she quits, she definitely gonna blast him, but not by the fries. You getting a popping by the fries?
Well, she said the back office.
First of all, I just want to say Chick-fil-A is like one of the best fast food restaurants in the entire world. So regardless of whatever she did with whoever she did it with, I just want to say
Chick-fil-A can't do no wrong.
Chick-fil-A can do no wrong. You know how good your food got to be closed on Sundays and still be like one of the top fast food restaurants ever? Like, that's bananas.
Listen, I feel like we just was having a conversation about this the other day. Like, you go to Chick-fil-A, you get your order. You ain't got to check your bag. You know your sauce is in there.
You know
you got the right amount of nuggets.
Bruh, they might leave you a little note.
You know your bread is going to be nice and soft. Mm-hmm. They not trying to charge you extra for extra Chick-fil-A sauce.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I feel like this. If I got home and my order was wrong, that's what God intended my order to be. I feel like God wanted me to have grilled strips instead of spicy strips. Maybe that was God's way of, you know, speaking through Chick-fil-A by telling me, you know what, Tiffany, you don't need fried strips.
I feel like if I got home and my order was wrong and I called Chick-fil-A, they would have somebody deliver it to me.
I think they would bring that shit. You ever see them out there with the little tents on in the rain taking orders? And
they do everything. Like, they do contactless service now. So they walk. All you got to do is let them know what parking spot you at. They bring it to you. Like, you always get the my pleasure. I'm just like, you guys are fantastic. Like, I could be having a terrible day, but I know
they when know I get to Chick-fil-A. They know you by your first name. They greet you. They smile. They got all their teeth. They got their side teeth. They got their edges. Like, it's levels to Chick-fil-A.
That's a fact. All right, so we got to get back to the letter.
Yeah, right, so we're going to get back to my good sis now. For one, this is how I feel. I don't know if you fucked your manager because you wanted to fuck your manager, or if you fucked him because you knew that the position was open and you fucked him to get the position.
I think it was 50-50.
Could be, but with that being said, this is where fucking your way to the top goes wrong. Because he may or may not even had the decision. He may not even made that decision.
Right, so, that's true.
You know, it could have been over his head. And it seems to me that he in there fucking on these girls just because he can do it. You know what I'm saying? Because he felt like he had the power. He fucking on these girls.
Jesus.
And they still got to, you know, they're not even, it's to me, I felt like she shouldn't have did it. Like, if you want to fuck him because you want to fuck him, then that's something different. But you fucked him thinking you were going to get a position,
mm-hmm.
and you didn't get the position. Now you want to blast him and you want to quit. Sis, I mean, do you need your job? Like, apparently, you know, you weren't worthy for the position if you didn't get the position. I just feel like I feel like she shouldn't have did it if that was her expectations. And it doesn't seem like they had a conversation about it. She didn't mention she said they never talked about nothing. So the fact that they probably just walked around the office like nothing ever happened, because of course he couldn't, because he was fucking Keisha too.
Not Keisha.
He was fucking Keisha too. That's not really the girl's name.
Right. Yeah, that's fine.
So if you work at Chick-fil-A, don't be looking at Keisha wrong, because I don't really know what the chick name is. And she did mention the other girl name, but I bleed that out.
Yeah, that's super messy.
But yeah, like, I feel like if you don't need your, keep your job, sis. Chick-fil-A, how much they pay?
More than McDonald's.
Ask her. Yeah, they're supposed to be taking the minimum wage up too. That's another thing we need Biden to do.
It's gonna be a while before that hit. Probably like 2022, 2023 for that.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm just saying. I feel like keep your job. Don't get a nigga no more pussy.
Oh.
And just keep doing what you got to do to get that position. If you know, if you actually worthy, if you feel like you were next in line, apparently Keisha thought she was too, because she fucked him too.
Right.
I mean, and if you want to say something to him, I wouldn't say blast him, because then you going to have no choice but to quit, because you're going to lose your job, because you ain't supposed to be fraternizing at work, right?
That's true. I'm pretty sure that's under the sexual harassment clause, but you know, they can't really stop you from fucking each other, but you know, they try to. Well, if
you're fucking in the office, they can.
Well, yeah, that's on company property, so that can get you arrested, but I'm pretty sure, I mean, at the moment, you know, it's your word against his.
True.
So, you know, it's going to be messy either way. So my personal take on it, two things. One, if you didn't get the manager position and you thought you was going to get it because you gave him some ass, you need to step your ass game up. Step your cookies up. Should have licked the gooch. If you would have licked the gooch, you probably would have been manager by now. Second thing, don't quit your job because
gooch.
You don't know what the gooch is?
I know what the gooch is. Oh, but all right. Why would she? You think she? You want her to do all that?
Tell me.
So they had a quickie.
I'm sure, but the gooch could have got her the management position. I don't know one woman.
But what if this man wasn't in the power to get her that position? He in there playing these young girls, and they don't tell him who else he fucked. He probably fucked Nikki too.
That's a great question. Just wasn't there that day. So what we should do is we should ask her, like, did she have, like, was he promising her a job before, you know, they had sex? Like, why did they have sex? Like, did she do it because she wanted to, or was she promised a job? If she was promised a job, that's completely out of pocket in this whole different scenario.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like she was promised a job. It just seemed like she knew she was up for it, and I think she just tried to seal the deal by closing.
You ain't sealed enough. You got to lick that gooch next time. So the next time it's another opening, get that gooch. Second thing is, like Beyonce said, the best revenge is your paper. Get your money, stack your money to the point where you can shop around the local Chick-fil-A's because that's not the only one and move to another location.
Yeah, go to, if you want to be a Chick-fil-A, you'll just get another job all the way around the board. But don't blast him unless you're ready to lose your job.
Oh,
stop
opening up
your mouth to everyone telling them that you fucked them because now you look crazy you're still on fries.
That's a fact.
So be mindful. Don't be like, I mean, and I get it. I mean, I could see if you were a lawyer and you trying to make partner, but we're talking about Chick-fil-A here. And I'm not trying to downplay y'all because I love Chick-fil-A.
There's levels to this.
But what I'm saying is levels to fucking your way to the top. Clearly, Chick-fil-A ain't it and this ain't that. So be more careful, sis, and don't get that nigga no more pussy.
Yo, this is so funny. Like,
and do what you gotta do.
Oh my gosh.
It'll be Calvin.
Yeah.
You know, so with that being said, tell them what you got going on, Rick, with
Oh man. What don't I got going on? All right, so every Monday and Friday, 10 p.m. with Token Renaissance straight from Florida. We do House of R&B. So we do R&B, all R&B music. We do different themes. Yesterday we did all One Hit Wonders. The time before that we did Ashanti versus Keisha Cole battle because they just got finished the verses. The next House of R&B is on Friday at 10 p.m. You can follow us on Instagram. House R&B, HAUSRNB, and you know, it'll tell you our schedule on Clubhouse. If you're not on Clubhouse, I got 4 invites up, so you can jump on Clubhouse. Tomorrow night starts Drake Night with my man Legendary, straight from North Carolina, every single Wednesday, 10 p.m., Drake Night, all Drake. You know, Certified Lover Boy hasn't came out this month because, you know, he got surgery, got a lot of shit going on in the world, so he decided to push his album back. But when it comes out, and it will come out, you know, he on fire. So, you know, Drake can't miss. That's it.
All right. Well, shout out to that.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming out. And like I said, be on the lookout for our questions and our Q&As and our contests and everything that we got going on this week.
That's a fact.
Same place, same time.
And don't forget, I'm going to say it again. Make sure you write us a review on the podcast app. We are on iHeartRadio. Make sure you check us out on all streaming platforms. This is not a game.
Correct.
The more you show us love, the more we can reach out to other people and touch different things. So make sure you share, like, subscribe, do all that. Hopefully we get the visuals back, you know, with COVID and all that other stuff, you know, soon. But we appreciate everybody for listening to us, man. Thank you.
Make sure y'all email us at phillyjonelive215@gmail.com.
That's right.
Keep sending them letters in.
Yes.
Keep liking,
yes,
retweeting, reposting. We do appreciate all of the traffic, all of the support, all of the likes, comments. You know, we appreciate you.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your girl, Miss September from the Philly Joan Podcast. Make sure you tune in every week to check out me and my DJ Ricochet on all major platforms.
PHILA